I'm going to talk quietly because my voice is a little challenged, so if you don't mind, those who want to hear what I have to say, move closer. Those who don't want to hear what I have to say, stay further away and you don't have to hear me. We say Vidur every single day in Slichus, but we're going to say a much more specific type of a Vidur in Yom Kippur. And we in general tend to focus on Averis, the things that we've done wrong. And that seems to be most of the focus. And I want to maybe talk about the things that we've done right. Are we getting all of the mileage out of the things that we've done right? So a person has a credit card and it has a lot of bells and whistles, and the person just uses it for a credit card, you know. He never cashes in all the mileage that it has. He says, you know, you have a million miles, you never use them. So I didn't know that there's mileage there. You could have went back and forth to Eretz Israel in first class, you know, like five times. I didn't know, you know. Like, you know, that's pretty sad, right? You never took advantage of all the things that it has to offer. So are we taking advantage of our mitzvahs and all they have to offer? Shostrom says that the person is never lizanig al Hashem, and the vehicle which is going to allow us to do that is Kiyama Mitzvahs. So Kiyama Mitzvahs obviously includes being makbid on the Surim and all of the but it means creating the Kirba to Kadosh Baruch Hu through Mitzvahs. So a mitzvah is a hechatim, so to create a kirva between the human being and his creator. The true hanah is lisanag al Hashem, is to have this kirva to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which will, to the point that it's going to be pleasurable. And olam haba, when all of the physical elements of the human being are removed, the pleasure will be tremendous. But are we creating this kirva to Kadosh Baruch Hu that we need to create through the mitzvahs? Somebody asked me a question, and they said that they don't mean it in a cynical way. I'd spoken about this idea that when a person does the mitzvah with understanding the time of the mitzvah, they feel more connected to the mitzvah. So they asked me, do I think that, you know, the person who does the mitzvah just because that's what you're supposed to do gets a different time, gets a different alam haba, gets a different connection to the mitzvah. Is it more or is it less? So my response was, there's two ways of doing that. There's one way of doing that because that's the rules, you got to do it. One way of doing it because this is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to fulfill the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I do it for the first one, yes, I think that the person gets less connected. The person does it because the second one, the Chor, there's no greater act of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than recognizing that this is his Ratzon and that I want to do his Ratzon. So that's the greatest kibbutz which we could have. Adarabba, the person does it because in some way I feel connected through the time. That's because I, in my physical way, in my limited sight, only feel comfortable doing this is because, like, it makes sense to me. It's not because that's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it makes sense to me. So that's maybe limiting it to some extent. But a person is able to connect them to the idea that this is a Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to do Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he truly means that, that's a tremendous opportunity of connection. So let's talk about that. In this Machlokes in the Gemara, this is going to sound lumpish for a few minutes, so bear with me. So that whether mitzvah shichas kavanah or not. One number holds mitzvah shichas kavanah, that's ma'akev in the kiyum of the mitzvah. So what does that mean? So the Mor gives the dogma. The Mor says, there's something in halacha called misasik. Misasik means a person is not at all being oisik in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is just occurring. So the Mor gives an example that a person is blowing sounds, blowing air out of his mouth. And it happened to be that there's a shofar right there, and the air went into the shofar and produced the sounds of a tekiah and a shvarim and a teruah and a tekiah. So Mor says, that's not yet. That's not a maisa mitzvah. Mor says, so let's say you're blowing the shofar intentionally. L'shir, I like the sound of the shofar. I think it's a beautiful sound. I enjoy the sound of a tekiah and a shvarim and a teruah and the tekiah. I'm just enjoying blowing the tekiahs, shvarim, teruahs, tekiahs. I like the sound. I like the music. So one number says, yotze. One number says, you're not yotze the mitzvah, even though I blew a tekiah, a shvarim, teruah, tekiah, and with all of the halachas requirements, but not yotze. So what's the machlokes? So one of them says that the Rosham put actions in this world which we need to do. So these actions are the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have a certain effect that the Rosham wants to accomplish. And when you do them, the effect happens. So I'm hired to be a data processor. My job is to put data into the computer. And when I put data on the computer will take it and will make the print out the report for this company. I don't know what the program, how the software works. I have no idea how it works. I don't even see the result. It prints out as a report somewhere else. I just have to put a certain amount of data in, and that's what happens. I put in, you know, this information, that information, and boom, out comes this report somewhere else. I don't have to be mechaven for the, you know, I'm doing this, the shame, that the result should come out, and there should be a report somewhere else. You do the actions, out comes the results. So you do the actions, out comes the results. You blow, you take this certain type of horn, and you hold it a certain type of way, and you make a certain type of pursing of your mouth, and you make a certain type of sounds. There's a tremendous result which happens in all of the alumnus, and you accomplished it. Do you understand why? No. Are you thinking about that result? Also not important. Doesn't make a difference. That's one mandamma. So that's it. Mitzvah Zayin Shichas Kavon. Other mandamma comes and says no. That is true. That we know that a mitzvah that a person does has tremendous results. But there's another part to a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a command. So when every time I do a command, if I'm a soldier in the army, and I need certain actions need to be done. I need to go a certain distance. I need to stop and aim at a certain thing. I need to shoot. I need to get all of that done. So I did that. So the commander is very happy. But during the time I'm in basic training, that's not what I'm accomplishing. During basic training, I'm learning to accept the commands of the commander. Part of the challenge of a person going into the army is because that we have autonomous thought. We think in our own. A soldier can't think in his own because at the moment of when they're at war, in the moment of battle, he needs to react to the command of the commander automatically. If he stops and thinks, it's too late. So he needs to be trained to listen to the command of the commander. So part of the training, especially the more of a thinker you have, is to stop thinking, as it were. We're doing because that's what the commander said. Why? Because we had a bacher here. He was a very good lamdan. He was part of being a lamdan. You know, is thinking. And his major koyach was the efshar fakert. You know, you'd say hasbar and shir, and say, "Well, why do you say like this? Maybe you should say like this." He left yeshiva and he went to law school. So the first day in class, the teacher said, "Well, there's this case, and this is what it means." He said, "Well, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe it means this." And you know, it's like the professor said, "No, because I said so." And this, the first year of law school, he found excruciating because every single time, you know, he would read something, so they're assigned to read 50 pages of this thick law, you know, book about these different cases, etc. And he would sit there and think about it. Well, maybe this, maybe that. He, you know, spend the whole night. You know, most guys would take them 3 hours to read it. They would memorize the information and end the conversation. He couldn't do that. You know, he kept thinking. You know. I said, listen, just hold on. One day you can be a very good lawyer because you know every single time that you'll be able to think about the other possibility and how, why, you know. But right now, the law professor is not trained to deal with yeshiva bacher. He's trained to deal with people. You say, you know, this is what the case means. This is what the message. Da-da. You say, okay, yeah, memorize and goodbye. Okay. Part of mitzvah is that there's a command. So the Baruch Hashem has a purpose for the Bria, let's as it were, and so he decided that when a Jew gets and hears certain sounds, there's a tremendous uftu in all of the lamas, and kabbalistically, it changes the whole world. Gemalt. That's not the Baruch Hashem purpose. The Baruch Hashem didn't need to create a world that I should change the world. He doesn't need that. You know, he could. If there wouldn't be a world, we wouldn't have to change the world. He created the world that I should some way become a better person. So you're right that the mitzvah tuzuf, even in myself, a tuzuf kaval the gazach. But the main reason why I created the world is that you should become a makuriv to me. And how do you become a makuriv to me? When I say to do something and you listen to me with the awareness that that's what you're doing, at that moment, you're taking your being and connecting it to me. You're subjugating your desires and your interests to me. When that happens, you've taken this seemingly autonomous being and connected it back to its creator. And every time you do that, you're becoming more accordive to me. The process of this world is because the Russian decided that he wants us to have the feeling of that we created our Olam Haba. We didn't just get it as a handout. So he created us as seeming autonomous beings with free will to do whatever we want. And if we go along with that path, we will not get the connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And every time that we decide that we are not that, and really we are his creations, we are connecting ourselves back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So doing the mitzvah without thinking about the command is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah isn't the maisa. The mitzvah is the act of accepting the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I'm trying to train my child to, I know he's going to be far away from me and I need to make sure that he takes care of himself, right? And I'm trying to train him to listen to this list of things. So I don't want him, to some extent, to understand he cannot figure out everything, all of these things himself. He says, you know, I'm doing this because I think it's a good idea. And this, okay, I decide I like it. He said, no, I want you to do it because I said so, and I'm your father. Because this way I know you'll go through this whole list and do whatever you have to do. I need you to accept the command. I need you to accept the idea that I have a right to command you. Because as soon as you do that, you're recognizing me as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Baruch Hu says. So you've taken yourself, the seemingly free being, and connected yourself back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the Creator. So every time you accept a tzivui as a tzivui, you are being mekarev yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this number holds that is so important in the purpose of a mitzvah, that if you don't think that, you're not yertzeh. So if I blow a shofar l'shem shir, I didn't do shofar. I have all the sounds, but that's not the point of shofar. The point of the shofar is not sounds. The point of shofar is the kiyum of the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that you did not use. You did the kiyum of ratzon of Eli Reingold, because I like music. That you said the kiyum of the ratzon of Eli Reingold is not a mitzvah. It's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. So the same way blowing air and creating a sound unintentionally is not a mitzvah. Well, the sounds happened, but you weren't oisik in that. So having the sounds happen intentionally for the purpose of shir, vis-a-vis the mitzvah, is a misasik. That's how Rabbi Chanan is masber, with a little bit of flowery language. The idea of the manamra holds mitzvah tzvichas kavana holds that it's a misasik in the kima mitzvah. Therefore, in a halachic sense, the Aruch HaShulchan says if a person wants to be mekayim mitzvah tzvichas kavana, he has to think two words: the shem mitzvah. I don't have to think the shem yichud kuchabrichu, and mimayachid the rechimu and the chilu, and I don't have to think any of that. I just have to think I'm doing because that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvah. The Shem mitzvah. I don't think of the Pasuk even. I just think because the Bershom said so. Comes along the Ramban. It is Sagas in Sefer Mitzvahs. And Mitzvah Sehei. It says, there's a mitzvah of the B'chol of Avchem. second parak of Kriya Shema. So what does it mean? So the Rambam says that's referring to a mitzvah klolius. It's also Sober Kadosh Baruch Hu, all of the mitzvahs, but it's specifically referring to the mitzvah of tefillah. Love to cholavavchem, eze avodah beleib is tefillah. Rabban disagrees. He says it means tefillah is the raisa, and the more clearly says tefillah is the rabbanon. Multiple gemaras, the more says tefillah is the rabbanon. Sabbath tefillah is the rabbanon. Sabbath kriyishma is the raisa. Sabbath tefillah is the rabbanon, etc. So, what does it mean? It means that when you do a mitzvah, you have to do it as an avodah. Do a mitzvah as an act of service to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says even if you hold mitzvah ain't tzichas kavana, that doesn't mean that you don't have a mitzvah to think that. That just means it's not ma'akim in the kiyum of the mitzvah, but yev. But the Kol Yalma agrees that l'chadchila one has to do every mitzvah, they're doing it with mindfulness and awareness that they are the mekayim the rotzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So every time you do a mitzvah, you really have two mitzvahs. You have one mitzvah, which is to do the mitzvah. You have a second mitzvah, to do the mitzvah with the mindfulness that you're serving in Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I put on tefillin, because that's the halacha, right? I'm a good Jew. I get up every morning and make it with my eyes open to the Beis Medrash, hopefully. And I put on my tefillin. Why? Because that's what I'm supposed to do. No. I'm doing it because the Rosh Hashanah said to put on tefillin. I put on tzitzis. Why? Because that's what you do. I wash my hands. Why? Because that's what you do. And I know halachas, you know, careful halachas, etc. You're missing the moment of the connection of a human being to his creator. At the moment of mitzvah is when the mitzvah and the mitzvah meet. The mitzvah, we can't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can't touch him. We can't feel him. But at the moment when I do a mitzvah, because that's the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I've decided I want to fulfill his ratzon, at that moment, the Bershom, I've touched the Bershom in my life. At that moment, I've touched him. The mitzvah and the mitzvah meet at the moment of a mitzvah. I didn't do that. I just washed my hands. So maybe our issue to focus on for Yom Kippur is not so much that we have avarice, is that our mitzvahs are we're getting so little mileage out of our mitzvahs, and we could be these mitzvahs could be our ticket to Olam Haba and to Kibbutz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To Kibbutz HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world to come, and even the Hanoah of the Yisanagal Hashem in this world, because we become more ruchniyistic people, because the mitzvahs are impacting us and changing us and making us aware of a whole other reality and learning to appreciate that reality and have pleasure in that reality. And we lose it every time we do a mitzvah without the awareness of this is the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw a mashal in the Sefer about Tzatzchus Sancheini. He says, a person gets up in the morning. The mornings for parents are very, very busy time. They have to get up, they have to get dressed, they have to daven, they have to get all the kids dressed, they have to get all the kids, you know, make sure they have everything they need, get them off to school on time. Then they have to get to work themselves, etc. There's a tremendous amount which has to be done in the morning. The mornings are very hairy times. So you ask the person, why are you doing that? He says, because that's what you have to do. Is that really why you're doing that? That's not really why you're doing that. The reason why you're really doing that is because you care about your children enough that you would like them to have clothing. They shouldn't go to school without any clothing on them. You care about your children enough that you don't want them to walk to school starving. Right? You go to work because you need money. The reason why you need so much money is because you decided this is the lifestyle that you would like your children to lead with the tuitions, everything that it costs. There's a tremendous amount of ruts in the human being which is taking place in everything that you're doing in the morning. the fact that you're makir that the children should wash their hands. You know, imagine we didn't have to makir the children. Say have so much time fighting with the kids. You know, to make sure they wash that. And this kid says no. This one says yes. And you know, and then this one threw the water at me, and they get into a whole fight. You know, forget about negobaster. End the kind of conversation. But no, I want my child to keep halacha. I have so many things that I want. But we don't think about that in the morning. We think about this is what you got to do. This is what you got. This is what you got to do. Why? Because that's the way life is. Life is busy in the morning. Life doesn't have to be busy in the morning. You know, if you really didn't care about your kids, if you didn't really want this, let the kids oversleep. So they won't go to school. They won't learn how to be good Jews. So they won't get a degree. Right? So they're starving. Okay. You want that. But the problem is, even though we really want this, we don't even think about why we're doing it. Well, that's how we do mitzvahs. Why are you washing your hands before the meal? You know, it'd be much quicker if you just eat the meal without washing your hands. You know, it's a really interesting idea. Like, you know, your hands are clean. I understand your hands are dirty. Your hands are clean. So you go and you make sure your hands are totally wet, then you dry them and make your hands dry again. Then you eat something. Why are you doing that? Because you decided that's what you want. This is what you want. You want to do this. You want to do this as part of the fact that you are a person who believes in the Torah, believes in mitzvahs, and understands that it's important, and you want to do that. That's not what you're thinking when you're washing your hands. You're thinking about the fact that your hands are wet and I have to dry them. So the mitzvah, which could have been an opportunity of kira to Kadosh Baruch Hu, could have been an opportunity of changing who you are, which intrinsically, that's really what you want to do when you do a mitzvah. That deep down, that is what your rotzen is. Instead, because we just don't stop and think, it ends up being this burden sometimes even. At worst, or if not a burden, at best, it's just what you do because. If we would approach it differently, it would be a whole different ballgame. There's a sefer that I once saw that he was coming from the more the frumer angle, you know, the Sichus Kavana, and he decided to point out how many mitzvahs a person's mekayim from the time they get up in the morning until after Shacharis. That since Sichus Kavana, if you don't have Kavana, you're not yotze to that. So let's go through the list of all the different possible things that you're doing anyway. That if you would think about them, you'd be Mekayim Mitzvahs, and you're thinking about them, you're not going to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. So, that's a true statement, right? You know, if you want to come to the Yom HaDin with your Pekel, you know, your Pekel should be much larger if you'd be thinking about them in Mitzvahs Kavanah. Right? We're discussing from a little bit of a different angle, right? The same point, that if you're doing these things without thinking, each one of them was a lost opportunity to cash in mileage on my credit card, or to create mileage on my credit card of this tremendous journey that we have to take ourselves from being these seemingly independent beings, which therefore we have no right to Olam Haba, because Olam Haba is the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and bring ourselves back to that moment of connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu through hundreds of maisim that we do daily, which make us connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And every time we don't think about that, we've lost an opportunity to create mileage for our journey. We lost an opportunity to create that connection that we're supposed to have. And maybe if we would do that, the avers wouldn't be so hard to be careful about. If that's what we are, what type of people we are, so Lashon Hara is just not so interesting anymore. Because, like, I've invested so much to feel the Russian's presence, and I feel the Russian's presence, and he's so much more real to me. So why would I want to go against? So maybe sometimes when we have a Shalom Bayis issue, and the husband is really getting on the wife's nerves, or vice versa, because they're really not listening to them, but maybe they were doing actions which would create a bond, so then once they feel that bond, they wouldn't want to do those type of things. Because, like, I enjoy the bond so much, I enjoy the connection so much, I don't want to do things which damage that relationship. So what are you going to do? Well, each time I think about this is, I'm doing something, I'm taking out the garbage. Why? Because you've got to take out the garbage. Because my wife wants to take out the garbage, and she gets pleasure when I make sure the house looks nice. So I'm doing it because I care about my wife's feelings and my wife's emotions, and I want to make her happy, and I want to do this because I care. So every time I take out the garbage, I've strengthened my marriage. If I don't think, it didn't strengthen my marriage. It just is, took out the garbage. So that's, the Baruch Hu put us in the world with opportunities, to many opportunities to strengthen that bond. And we strengthen those bonds, the veiras are less enticing. They're less interesting to me. So maybe the makom avoda is not to force myself to stop seeking lashon hara, but to maybe be more mindful when I wash my hands, and I put on my tzitzis, and put on my tefillin, or I say a bracha, or I daven, or I'm careful that I don't steal, or careful that I return an aveda, and every single thing that I do, right, I'm careful not to speak too loudly to wake somebody up. I'm doing it because I'm a good person, yes, and because the Bereshit wants me to be careful to one of his children, and the Bereshit gave me a mitzvah of inos devorim, and I cannot do that, and I don't want to hurt somebody, so I want to be careful. So I'm being careful right now because the Bereshit wants me to do this. So the Bereshit is real to me every moment. I reinforce that and reinforce that and reinforce that, and then we send on the day of Yom Kippur. And we feel that kibbutz of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, he gives us a way to hold on to that the day after Yom Kippur as well.